The Debt Management Compliance and Enforcement Unit of the Ghana Revenue Authority has apprehended three Chinese for illegally operating in the country. They are engaged in manufacturing of mattresses without paying taxes to government. The company, which operates under the unregistered name Huanxian Delhi Company Limited, located at Dom, has been operating for more than 3 months without any form of license. The assistant commissioner in charge of the unit, Maxwell Chachu, tells Radio Ghana that following a tip-off, the GRA has been monitoring the activities of the company for a while. Mercy Dako has the rest of the story.
When officials of the GRA, together with the media, paid an unannounced visit to the company, some of the Chinese operators took to their heels. They were, however, caught by the immigration and police officers who accompanied the team. When questioned, the Chinese operators, who were initially reluctant to speak, said that their director has traveled to China and that they have been operating for only 3 months. This, according to Mr. Chachu, was not true, as records show that they have been operating since November last year. Mr. Chachu noted that the company undervalued their imports and therefore paid lower duties.
This company has been reported upon. I've been working on them for some time now. We sent people here to come and look at the environment and buy their products. And the price they gave us when we went to other such products in the market, their price were far lower. So we knew that there was something wrong. We looked at their custom declaration documents and also discovered that they grossly undervalue their imports. And then when they sell the goods, they don't also charge the tax and collect it. So with that, they could be able to sell below the normal market price. So we came here and actually discovered that even though we have seen about two VAT invoices, none of them had been issued. And they claimed they had been operating for 3 months, but we know that they had been operating beyond that 3 months, according to their custom declaration documents that they brought in. And we also learned from the informer that they were operating somewhere in Kasua before, and they moved to this place. So we came and actually we have seen that they have been selling a lot of items to other towns in Ghana without charging the tax and collecting the tax. We also established that some of the Chinese working with them do not have the appropriate document to stay here and work. So we are locking up the place because the revenue is at risk. We lock up the place until those things are settled before we open up.
Aside these, workers at the company work under hazardous conditions due to the harsh chemicals used in the manufacture of mattresses. The company did not have a clearance from the EPA, neither did they have Ghana Standards Authority certification. This, Mr. Chachu noted, is criminal, as it is not certain whether the required chemicals and equipment are used in their operations. He said the GRA will divest methods to clamp down on companies who are using dubious means to evade and avoid taxes. The company has since been locked by the GRA pending further investigations. The arrested officials are being held by the immigration authorities.
Mercy Dako reporting.